This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Name the date and get out of Iraq. That's the message this morning from Russia's President Vladimir Putin to the United States. Putin said he agrees with President Bush's stance that U.S. troops shouldn't leave until the Iraqi government can take the bulk of responsibility for security and governance. But Putin said it's important to set a timetable for that to happen. The remarks are the latest by the Russian leader distancing himself from the Bush administration. Earlier this week, Putin was in Iran meeting with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Putin has repeatedly said he sees no evidence that Iran intends to build a nuclear weapon. President Bush strongly disagrees with that, and yesterday in a press conference at the White House, he made clear again that he sees Iran as a threat.
We got a leader in Iran who has announced that he wants to destroy Israel. So I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon.
In another defensive move yesterday, President Bush affirmed his support for the Dalai Lama and the Congressional Medal of Honor the Tibetan spiritual leader received yesterday in Washington. China yesterday slammed the U.S. for honoring the Dalai Lama, who it sees as a threat to its sovereignty over Tibet. And so they did it. After a lot of international buildup, the Turkish parliament yesterday overwhelmingly authorized military attacks in northern Iraq against Kurdish rebels, despite international calls for restraint. Iraq's leaders have personally asked the Turkish government to work for a diplomatic solution to the crisis, and the U.S. has spoken out against such an attack. The vote in the Turkish parliament paves the way for military action in Iraq for a one-year period, but Turkey's prime minister has said the vote does not mean an attack is imminent. And here's a little financial advice. If you're saving your pennies, waiting to catch wind of a pending Facebook IPO so you can invest at the last minute and make millions, well, you might have to wait a while. Facebook's founder Mark Zuckerberg has squashed speculation over a possible initial public offering. Speaking at the Web 2.0 conference in San Francisco this week, Zuckerberg said Facebook would not be selling shares on Wall Street anytime soon. When pressed by the event moderator, he said, "I'm not saying it's never going to happen, but it's definitely years out." And before I let you go today, let me remind you that tonight is Game 5 of the ALCS in Boston. The Red Sox look to stave off elimination by the Indians, who lead that series 2-1. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you very much, Rachel.